This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News. We all know we love our outdoor activities in Colorado, so skincare is especially crucial. May is Melanoma Awareness Month, and so we're pleased to welcome from Optum Dermatology Specialist Dr. Jeffrey Lim, who's a fellowship-trained Mohs micrographic surgeon. Thanks for calling in, Dr. Lim. Dr. Lim, first, could you tell us, what is melanoma?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you, Shannon, for having me on the show. And I'm happy to talk about this, especially as you mentioned, Melanoma Awareness Month is in May. And we're just trying to create more awareness about this disease that's so relevant for all of us, as you said, in Colorado, but also, just among dermatologists, we all have skin, and skin is the largest organ in the body. Melanoma specifically is one that we pay close attention to in dermatology because while it is the least common of the skin cancers or among the least common of the skin cancers that we see because things like basal cell and squamous cell are much more common, it is by far and away the most deadly or considered among the most deadly skin cancers. And so that's why we, designate, the awareness of this month to it. And melanoma arises from melanocytes or pigment-producing cells in the skin. So melanocytes are what give us the color of our skin. It also helps us differentiate between those of us who are lighter or fair-skinned and those of us who are darker-skinned. And sometimes when they populate too rapidly and they have a genetic mutation, that's either due to someone's genetic makeup or more frequently due to ultraviolet radiation, DNA damage can occur and flip a switch, so to speak, and then it produces melanoma.
So is this something that is caused naturally or is this something that is caused by something?
Yeah, it's a good question. Simply put, most of the time, it's what we do or how we engage in the environment. So it's caused by something, and that something overwhelmingly is ultraviolet radiation. And that ultraviolet radiation comes from the sun, and we know we have a lot of it here in Colorado. But also, in the 21st century especially, we've had a lot more evidence to the detrimental effects of tanning beds. Because ultraviolet, that is unregulated and very potent ultraviolet radiation. And so tanning has been, whether it has been outside or by indoor mechanisms, has been extremely, extremely relevant to the incidence of melanoma.
And who gets it? Is it older people, younger people, or is it just a range?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, it affects everybody, but the people that have the worst outcomes, meaning the people that actually have aggressive types of melanoma that eventually lead to spread throughout the body, or in other words, metastasis and eventual death, are those who are generally older. And melanoma also affects men more than women. But like I said before, it's something that does not discriminate, and the people that get it most commonly are those who are the fairer skin type. In fact, non-Hispanic whites are the overwhelming majority, but that's not to misunderstand that it can affect people with darker skin complexions, of different ethnicities.
Mm. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Jeffrey Lim, who's with Optum Dermatology, as part of our Ask the Doc segment. And throughout the month of May, we're going to be focusing on melanoma. Melanoma, it's the month for melanoma awareness in May. And so we want to make sure that everybody who's listening gets a better understanding of what it is, what the risks are, and how we can protect ourselves. We'll be checking in with Dr. Lim next week. You've been listening to KRDO's Morning News.